Good kvittel, good kvittel. You know, they say good kvittel. So because after Be'ez Hashem, we come have the Gemara Chasima Tova out of Yom Kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu should continue to write us in the good books. We know the real Chasima comes really Hoshana Rabbah. You know, the Pasuk says in Amos, the Pasuk says, Aryeh Shag Milo Yiro, and the lion roars, who doesn't fear? Aryeh stands for the Shalach Kadosh, Aryeh stands for Elo Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah. So you know, right now we're after Yom Kippur, the lion is still roaring. The Medrash says, and this is where we're going to learn a few beautiful, beautiful Torahs to be able to take a little Kedusha of Yom Kippur and then going into the Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, which usually falls out Parshas Hazinu. We're going to try to figure out exactly how to connect it and how to take a message going from Yom Kippur now going into Sukkot. Medrash tells us, Echol b'simcha ki kvar ratzach. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends out a baskel right after Yom Kippur. Kadosh Baruch Hu says the heavenly voice, go eat joyfully because you are forgiven for all of your sins. Rav Eiger, in the year Tav Resh Chaf Ches, wants to understand what exactly does this pshat mean. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to be able to go, eat, and go eat b'simcha. He says in the Sefer Kol Toras Emes, he says it doesn't only mean that the Suda after Yom Kippur, does a Kadosh Baruch Hu's b'simcha with you. He says we know the Gemara is the. We know the Gemara, we famously said on Yom Kippur, Kiva Yom Azay Yechaper Aleichem, Yitar Etchem, Lefnei Hashem Tiharo, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to purify you, and He has purified you. Rav Leibel picks up on such a beautiful thing. Rav Leibel says, you know, it doesn't only mean in the past, but Kiva Yom Azay Yechaper Aleichem, Yechaper is also Lashon Osid, as a Lashon of future. So why is it Lashon Osid? Everything else is really Lashon Avar. You go by Shavuos, you talk by Pesach, says Rav Leibel, everything's always in the past. Yom Kippur, Yichaper, Lashon Asid. Says Rav Leibel, Aval B'Kedushas Yom Kippur, Nemar Fush B'Tor Kedush B'Lashon Asid. Why is Afkin the Torah in the future tense? Kivad Yom Azeh Yichaper Lechem Tid Haru, you will be purified. Why? Hamora Alasut Shalu Yishtana La'olam. Says Rav Leibel, the Torah is giving us a promise that you'll never change. Meaning you might do bad actions, but you're panemius. You're always good. The Kiddush of Yom Kippur has such an impactful and such an incredible effect on the Jewish soul. It changes our way completely. And therefore, Jews are able to go eat b'simcha and be able to go eat joyfully. We're changing everything we did in the past. And that's why he says, we're able to start anew. When a person's given a clean slate, a person's given a belief in the Rebbe from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're able to start again, they're able to start anew. It's an incredible, incredible thing. Moshe Rabbeinu on this week's Parsha, he tells the Jewish people, and one of the last things he says can be found in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Hei. And he says the following thing to them. Excuse me, not Pasuk Mem, Pasuk Mem Zayin. Ki lo dover reikum ikem, ki hu chayechem, v'dover azeh tarichu yom al-adam, asher etem oivir misayad nisham al-irishtem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, for it is not an empty thing from you, for it is your life, and to this manner shall you prolong your days on the land which you crossed the Yarden, take the possession. What's this ki lo dover reikum ikem? He's talking about the Torah Kedosha. Ki lo dover reik, it's not empty, this thing is not empty. The Baal Turim picks up, and he says that there are two places in the entire Torah the Torah uses the word reik, empty. Ki lo davar reiku, meaning the Torah is not empty. V'habor reik ein b'mayim, right? And the bor was empty, and there was no water. Says the Baal Tum, Omer kamo shabor ein v'smalim mechol yoso. The same way the bor was not filled with the scorpions, v'habor reik ein b'mayim, just like there was no water in the pit, but there were scorpions and snakes. Ken ator lo yuchol adam v'smalim mechol. Says the Medrash Dvarim Rabba, a Jew can never get filled with more Torah. Ki ein ha-Torah lo yuchal adam l'smalas mimana. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, ki lo dover reikum ikem. It's not empty for me. Meaning, a person eats two hamburgers for dinner, and he's full. You get full after Yom Kippur fast. There's only a certain amount of food a Jew can have. But when it comes to Torah, when it comes to spiritual matters, a Jew never stops. A Jew continues going on and on and on. Because when it comes to Ruchnius, our essence is Ruchnius. Yom Kippur, our essence is spiritually revealed. We're shown how good we are. And that refers back to an earlier pasuk in the Parsha, where the Parsha says, Paraglam Beis, Pasuk Tes, Ki Chelek Hashem Amon, Yaakov Chevel Nachalasa, for Hashem shares His people, Yaakov, the portion of His possession. We are Kadosh Baruch Hu's people. We are Kadosh Baruch Hu's possession. Knowing that we are one with the Ribono Shel, knowing that Kadosh Baruch Hu and us are one, we are Kadosh Baruch Hu's and Kadosh Baruch Hu is ours, that is what makes up everything. And that's exactly what Rav Gedalia Shor says. He says, if you look in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, on the Pasuk of Hein Esav Achi Ish Seyar V'Anoch Ish Chalak, right, my brother Esav was a very hairy man, but I'm not hairy, and I'm very, very straight. So he says, the Medrash picks up on this Lashon of Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, in our Parsha, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, we are Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chelek, and between Ish Chalak. And the Gedalia Shor writes down, what does this mean that Yaakov is the Ish Chalak, he was a barren man? Shahachit Einu Odukbo, that sin wasn't part of him. Ubekal Yuchu Lashu V'Lavi Rachim Imenu, Ki Chelek Hashem Imo. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu is with him. Shezehu Etzem Shalom. His essence, Yaakov's essence, was the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov's essence was the Ribono Shel Olam. V'lachen Yuchu Lashu V'Chalko L'Nachalosu. Therefore, he's able to be able to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But not Esav. Why? Because by Esav, the pasuk says, Esav, who Ish Seir. Esav is the Seir, that he is hair. He has sin. His essence is hairy. His essence is sinful. And his essence, he has a lot going around him. But Yaakov is the Ish Chalak. Yaakov is the Chelek Hashem Amo. Right? The pasuk says, by Yaakov Ish Chalak. And in the Mar Parsha, it says, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo. So the Medrash and the Maharal really quotes and expands upon it. And says the same way that Yaakov wasn't hairy, and he was very clean. So too, the Jewish people are Ish Chalak. Ki Chalak Hashem, Mamash Kadosh Baruch Hu. They have a Kadosh Baruch Hu within them. Knowing these ideas, the first idea from Rav Leib Eger, to be able to realize how good a Jew is, no matter what, a Jew can always come back to their bonus, especially after Yom Kippur. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, go eat Basimcha because you're forgiven. And even if you mess up, you're going to still be forgiven. It's a tremendous chizuk from Rav Leib Eger. And that's why it says in futuristic tense, Kiva Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem, because on this day, through the Koach of Yom Kippur, you will be forgiven. You will be forgiven. Then we saw Moshe Rabbeinu's final speech to the Jewish people, Ki Lo Davareikum Yikem, the Torah is there, just have to grab it. In the same way, the Baal Torah says that the water, the boar had no water, and there wasn't any water there. The same way a Jew can never be filled from Torah, because a Jew's essence is Torah. A Jew's essence is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the pasuk means. Ki chelek Hashem amo, Yaakov chelek chevel nachalasa. Why does it say ki chelek? Because chelek is a lashon of chalak, ish chalak. The pasuk describes by Yaakov, you know. And the Gedalia Shor writes from the Maharal. The Maharal says that when a Jew sins, it's not his. It's a mikra. It's a happenstance. His essence is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. His essence ki chelek Hashem. His essence is with the Ribono Shel Olam. And even when he messes up, it's only a happenstance. Because Esav is Ish Seir. Esav has a lot of sin around him. But Yaakov, you know, is Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, Yaakov Chavon Achavasa. This is really what we talk about over and over again on Yom Kippur. Ki Anu Amechav, Yata Elokeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we are your nation, you are our God. Anu Vanechav, Ata Avinu. You are our sons. We are your sons and you are our father. Anu Varech V'Atal Donenu. We are your servants. You are our master. Anu Kalech V'Atal Chalkenu. You are servants. We are your congregation. You are our portion. V'Atal Chalkenu. As we say in the pasuk, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo. We are Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chelek. And even when we go to say in the Yom Kippur, V'Atal Chalkenu. You are our Chelek. You are our portion. As my tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we always feel that we're on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's team. We should never feel like it's us against the world, it's us against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should feel like we're always on Kadosh Baruch Hu's team, to feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And sometimes, even when we do mess up, to realize that it's only happenstance. And even after Yom Kippur, a Jew can always come back to the Ribono Shel Olam. As the Shlach says, even we have to Oto Shana Rabba and the Chassidish Yisrael say, you have to Dosto Zoyz Chanukah. The door is always open. The door is open from the Koyach of Yom Kippur. The door is always open. Just to be able to close. The Bar Mitzvah boy once came to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and the Rebbe gave him a bracha. He was about to leave. The Rebbe turned to him, and he said, Shlomi. He said, yeah. He said, Shlomi, do you like baseball? He said, Rabbi, I do like baseball. He said, yeah, who do you root for? He said, I root for the Brooklyn Dodgers. He said, yeah, Rabbi, we were just at a Dodgers game. But they were losing 13-1 in the fifth inning. And we left the game. So the Rabbi turned back to him and he said, oh yeah, really? You left in the fifth inning? Did the players also get to leave? So the Rabbi Mitzvah turned back to him and said, no, Rabbi. When the game's not going your way, the players have to stay. Either way, the fans can choose whether they want to go or not. But the players can stay always. The players have to stay. They have to finish the game, whether it's going well or not. So the Rebbe turned back to Shlomi the Bar Mitzvah boy, and he said, the same way in your life, sometimes you're going to feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu, sometimes you're not. But know that you're always on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's team. Be a player for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't be a fan. Only when it's not going well, don't choose not to be on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's team. And just leave when it gets hard. Be a player. Be on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's squad. Realize that you're part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's team. Realize, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, Yaakov Chevanach Elaso. Realize, Hashem shares His people. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chelek, and He is our Chelek. Bezal Hashem, Yisroch, to take the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, now going into the Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Bezal Hashem, to remember these messages of Label Eger, that the Lech Echol B'Simcha doesn't only apply to the meal after Yom Kippur, even applies to the Sudas of Shabbos. Be able to realize how good we are. Be able to realize that Torah Kedusha will never be empty from it. Will never be full from it. That's what the pasuk says. Will never be full. Will never be empty from it. And that's really the end. The end word for the Maharal. The Maharal says, "Ki chelik Hashem, ki chelik is ish chalak." We'll always have a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chelik in us. And even when we do mess up, it's only a happenstance. We are fully with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is ours. That's the Shemesh Bizoch. It's only good things this year, and a good kvitol and a good Shabbos Kodesh.